Oh, fine. It's not till quarter past four. Hello, good afternoon, Edinburgh.
Good afternoon, the world. Oh, sorry, good afternoon, the world.
You've got to remember to have remember, these here.
We should probably have them on little things. The reason we hold them up is actually because down here they don't work
no,
very well.
No.
Yeah. So
this is show two of the day, the 10th day, show one for Ian. So this was a show called Dregs at the Scottish Storytelling Centre. So are you reading it?
I'll read it, yes. So Dregs. And we were asked if we were interested in reviewing this by our contact at the Scottish Storytelling Centre. He just said, were we interested? We read about it and it did sound interesting. So it says, a Selkie and a stranger.
It's Selkie.
Selkie, is it? Selkie. Apologies. Apologies to all the Selkies out
Selkie.
There.
Selkie, oh.
So a Selkie is a hat.
Did he pronounce it a Selkie?
I don't know. Anyway, you know what we mean. A Selkie is a Scottish half seal, half woman?
Well, they describe it in the show, so I think we'll leave it to the show.
Yeah, exactly. Watch the show and you'll get...
I think the pronunciation is
Selkie. Okay, right.
Sorry, that was my...
I'll start again. A stranger weave through the chaotic Saturday night in Glasgow, where folklore gets effed up, because we don't swear on this channel, and mythology spills from every stale pint. A pioneering new show told in BSL, which is British Sign Language, and English. So it's, to some extent, it's the... I'll put a picture of the staging. There's very little. It's a very sparse. There's just round the outsides are dregs and debris, aren't they, of what you'd sort of see
on
a shoreline, or things that might be at the bottom of the sea, really. So two-hander, man and woman. The man is speaking, the lady is doing British Sign Language all the way through, and that, there were times when I wasn't quite sure where to look, because I found watching somebody do British Sign Language is so poetic.
Well, that is exactly what I mean. I've written.
Oh, right.
Lots of notes here. And
right.
And I've, one of the things I've written is that the signed performance, it was integral to the show.
Absolutely.
It was the most beautiful thing. And I found that the hand movements sort of mimicked waves and water, which was very important to the story, the river. Just the whole thing added to that, because it was basically set in a mystical world.
Yes, it was. And it was about the sea, about going back to the sea, not the river. You said river.
Well, I meant the river, because they were on the river that they into the sea.
Oh, yep, fair enough.
All
good
rivers
point.
Lead to the sea.
Yeah, really.
Geography lesson.
Okay, so I've had maths lessons before in a previous video, and now I've got geography lessons.
That was what was beautiful about it. And there was a really good narrative. There's a great story involved, the way he comes crashing in, basically.
Yes.
And she helps him. And in fact, his language is great as well. I mean, there are sort of poetic elements to what he says and the story he describes. And she obviously echoes that. And there were people, it was a mixed audience. Mm. So people were there because it was a signed performance. So, able to follow it. But I just felt that the whole thing was enhanced all the time.
Yeah.
I just loved it.
Yeah. It's performed by Emery Hunter and Bobby Bradley. That's our two performers. And I just thought, we've said this before, but I don't think I've seen anything quite like this here.
I never
at the Fringe.
No.
And, there are so many shows that are so different, and here's another one that's different. Mm. But actually, I thought it was enthralling, really.
Absolutely. I was engaged from beginning to end.
Yeah.
It's an hour. And you are, there's a story to follow. And it's just this wonderful, signing that mirrors the sea and the air, and just the whole feeling of the place. We'd, I mean, and there is no other setting.
No, no.
You know, but yet this it's conjured up.
I mean, it's a modern take on folklore, which, I mean, because they talk about, right at the beginning, it's a special place, a bar where only monsters
creatures
can go.
From mythology the mystical.
So,
So, that's right.
So it was wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, it was.
Do you want to say when it's on?
Yes, it is on.
I haven't quite got.
Yeah, so
it's an hour. It wasn't 50 minutes, actually. It was an hour.
No, it was an hour, yeah. So it's Scottish Storytelling Centre, which we mentioned, is on at 1:30 every day. And it is on, now it's one of these, it's on every other. So it's next on the 12th. If you think it's on the even days, so it's the 12th, 14th, 16th, 18th, 20th, 22nd and 24th. So there are still plenty of times to see it.
Yeah.
And it is £16.
And it's in the Netherbow Theatre. Well, we sat in the front row, but the Netherbow Theatre is a really nice venue. It's very comfortable seats.
Yeah.
There's plenty of room. And it's a big room, and it wasn't full, but it was
pretty,
well attended, which we were pleased about, really.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it might start selling out if it isn't already.
It wouldn't surprise me.
You know, it was quite special.
Beautifully done.
How many stars?
A very good 4 from me.
It's a very good 4 from me, too. Yeah. So go see it. It's really good.
It is special.
Yeah, it is special. Yeah. Okay, we've got 2 more shows to see today, and we have got to go. We're going to a Meet the Press thing as well, although we're fleetingly there because we've double booked ourselves for the show.
But
so we'll see you next time.
Cheers.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.